SRN News, I'm John Scott. Senate Majority Leader John Thune signaled Monday that Republicans won't move to overrule the chamber's parliamentarian during an upcoming debate on President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill. Details from Bernie Bennett.
We're not going there, Thune said when asked by reporters about overruling parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonough, who will play a special role in vetting the bill for compliance with the strict Senate rules, allowing Republicans to bypass a Democratic filibuster. Senate staffers met with McDonough during last week's recess to vet the House-passed mega bill and talk through their own ideas. Thune said that committee staff tasked with drafting the legislation will continue conferring with her this week and next week. At the end of the process, McDonough will make rulings on whether various policies comply with the chamber's rules. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
On the battlefront, Ukraine was triumphant after targeting the distant Russian air bases. The official Russian response was muted, with the attack getting little coverage on state-controlled television. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma says the attack damaged a key element of Russia's so-called nuclear triad.
During the three-year war in Ukraine, Russia has used the heavy planes to launch waves of cruise missile strikes across the country. Ukraine says more than 40 bombers were damaged or destroyed on Sunday. That's about a third of Russia's active fleet. The bold attack demonstrated Ukraine's capability to hit high-value targets anywhere on Russian territory, dealing a humiliating blow to the Kremlin.
The surprise Ukrainian drone attack was unprecedented in its scope and sophistication. The outline of the U.S. offer to Iran in their high-stakes negotiations over Tehran's nuclear program starting to become clearer, but a failure to get a deal done could see tensions further spike. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 246 points. This is SRN News. The Southern Poverty Law Center is at it again.
The historic civil rights organization has released its annual list of hate groups, and once again it has selected several mainstream evangelical Christian ministries because they oppose the LGBT agenda. Focus on the Family has been placed on the SPLC's Hate Watch Extremist Rundown, along with the Christian legal group Alliance Defending Freedom and Moms for Liberty, which fights transgenderism in the public schools. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As expected, a boy took home two gold medals in girls' events at the California High School Track and Field Championships over the past weekend, an event that stirred controversy and drew national attention. The boy, A.B. Hernandez, won the high jump and the triple jump. In an effort to paper over the transgender controversy, officials also awarded gold medals to the girls, who placed second in both of those events. This is SRN News. A Houston Astros pitcher gets an apology from a man who threatened his family.
A man who made online death threats aimed at the family of Astros pitcher Lance McCullers Jr. lives overseas and was intoxicated at the time. He told Houston police he was sorry for what he had done. McCullers received threats on social media directed at his children after a poor start against the Cincinnati Reds on May 10th. Police said the man who made the threats was identified during an investigation. Because no charges have been filed, police are not disclosing his identity or where he lives. Keith Peters, Washington.
The head of the U.S. Energy Department says President Trump wants to double the amount of oil coursing through Alaska's 800-mile pipeline system and build a natural gas export project as its twin. Energy Secretary Chris Wright visited Prudhoe Bay near the Arctic Ocean. More details at srnnews.com.